咁啊，想同大家分享嘅讲道题目叫做制服，那伏在门前的兽。
Today my sermon topic is Master the Beast Crouching at the Door。
有好多嘅调查，佢系去调查到喺个人嘅生命里面乜嘢系最重要，唔论佢系好或者坏。
There are many surveys to examine things, good or bad, that are important in people's lives。
例如喺一个英国嘅调查报告里面，佢哋揾咗几千人去问佢哋，发现有一个喺佢哋嘅人生里面有五样嘢系最重要嘅。
For example, in a British survey on thousands of people, they obtained a list of top five things in life。
咁你以为最重要嘅人生里面最重要系乜嘢咧
？So what do you think? What is the most important thing?
咩最重要啊
？What is the most important thing?
Edmund 啦。咩最重要啊？
唔
係喺呢個調查裏面最重要係乜嘢啊？你估係啊 ？Happiness 好抽象喎、啊。
Money
好啦，咁我哋發覺咧，原來咧最重要嘅第一樣嘢咧就同錢有關嘅。
The first thing is related to money。
係講到錢或者係生活嘅。質素或者同居住有關。
It's finance or standard of living or housing。
咁第二樣咧，同人有關就係嗰啲親友、親朋戚友啊嘅關係啦。
The second is relationship with family or friends。
第三樣咧，就係講到佢哋嘅自己嘅健康啦。
Third thing, your health, your own health。
跟住咧就係其他人，你愛嘅人嘅健康啦。
And then health of close others。
第五樣大家唔好意思講咧，其實咧。就係、是、咧，我哋嘅娛樂或者我哋嘅社交嘅活動。
Number five is our social life and leisure activities。
我唔知道喺你嘅人生裏面最重要係乜嘢。
So what things do you consider important in your life？
當然我哋知道金錢係好重要啦。
Of course, we know that money is very important。
我哋中國人有句成語話：貧賤夫妻就百事哀。
There is a saying in Chinese that a poor couple, means husband and wife, has all kinds of depressing moments.
你讀聖經嘅時候，你讀到箴言39篇第九節嘅時候，亦都講到有關錢個重要性喺我哋個人生裏面。
In the Bible, the book of Proverbs also talks about the importance of money in one's life.
呢個信神嘅人，佢同神講，佢話。恐怕我飽足嘅時候，我食得好飽，我又有好富足嘅時候，我就唔認識神啦。就話耶和華係邊個？又或者我好怕，當我好窮啦，窮到冇錢嘅時候，我就去偷去搶，以至到嚟到毀壞咗神嘅名。
This person who believes in God says this. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you. That means God. And say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal.And so dishonor the name of my God.
我想問另外一個問題，你覺得喺聖經裏面最喺人生裏面，聖經講到喺人生裏面最重要係乜嘢咧
？Let me ask you another question. In the Bible, what is the most important thing in one's life?
或者喺聖經裏面最常講嘅、常提嘅乜嘢
？What is the most mentioned in the Bible?
有人話係又係錢啦。
Some may say it is money。
有人去數下咧，聖經裏面咧就有人話咧有250節係講錢。
Some people count. They said there are 250 verses talk about money。
有啲仲話咧有1000段嘅經文咧係講錢。
They said thousands of scripture talks about money。
咁又有人話咧，咁啊梗係愛啦。
Others may say it is love。
你讀新約嘅時候講好多神嘅愛。
When you read in the New Testament, talks about God's love a lot.
但係當你再讀真啲嘅時候，你發覺喺我哋嘅人生裏面，聖經提到最多嘅係罪。
But when you read carefully, actually, the most mentioned in the Bible is sin.
如果罪唔係咁重要嘅時候，我哋呢一本聖經本來有1189章，你會發覺如果冇罪嘅時候，最唔重要嘅時候。你其實咧，只係剩翻唔講罪咧，得翻兩章，就係創世記嘅第一同埋第二章。
If sin is not important, our Bible of 1189 chapters can be reduced to only the first two chapters in the book of Genesis,
the
creation of the heavens and the earth.
这两章就是讲点样创造天地、创造人。
About all the creations.
第三章开始就讲啊，当夏娃犯罪。
But from chapter 3 onwards talks about Adam and Eve's sin.
第四章就讲到啊，当夏娃个仔犯罪。
The fourth chapter talks about the children of Adam and Eve's sin.
跟住就讲到神要派耶稣嚟到拯救呢个世界。
And then talk about God need to send Jesus Christ to save the world because of sin.
整本圣经都系同罪有关。
The whole Bible is related to sin.
如果罪唔系咁重要喺人嘅生命里面，我哋唔会揾到有战争、有仇杀、有迫害、有仇恨、有纷争。
If sin is not important in people's lives, there will be no wars, no persecutions, no killings.No hatred and surely no conflicts.
如果罪对神来说不是那么重要的时候，他不需要差派他唯一的仔的儿子主耶稣基督来到这个世界死在十字架上面。
If sin is not important to God, he does not need to send his one and only son to die on the cross.
如果罪真的那么不重要的话，我们所有的人可以回家看奥林匹克。
If sin is not important at all,All of us should go home watching Olympic Games.
但好不幸嘅罪就系咁重要，喺圣经里面穿插住整本圣经，喺我哋嘅人类历史里面，罪系渗入咗喺里面，而更加嘅罪喺我哋嘅人心里面扎咗根。
Unfortunately, sin has intertwined the whole Bible, penetrated in the human history, rooted deeply in every human heart.
罪系一个好真实嘅一件事情。
Sin is such a real thing.
我不知道你同唔同意罪在你的生命里面是扮演一个很重要的角色。
I'm not sure if you agree that sin plays a very important role in your life.
但在我们的社会行为上面，我们不想去讲或者去提罪的问题。
However, it is our social behavior that we do not want to talk about sin.
我们就好像罪在我们 去觉得它不存在，或者我们不值得我们去讲。
We like to treat sin as if it doesn't exist or something that doesn't worth mentioning.
当我传福音的时候，用满圣经来到告诉人知，原来个个都犯罪，每一个都是一个罪人的时候，他们通常的反应是会怎样呢？他们说，我不是一个罪人。
When I share the gospel with people,When I quote the Bible that everyone is a sinner, common response from people is, I am not a sinner.
但如果一个人他以为在他生命上面罪不占一个重要的位置的时候，他其实是骗自己。
But if anyone thinks sin is not on the top list in his life, then he deceives himself.
无论你想不想去提罪，或者你去无论你有基督徒或者不信神的人，只要你活在这个世上的时候，罪不会自动离开你。
Sin will not automatically leave you, whether you like to talk about it or not, whether you are Christian or an atheist, as long as you live.
或者你问，那什么是罪呢？
And you may ask, what is sin?
你有没有想过什么是罪？
Have you ever thought about that?
你呢，就我尝试去揭开一本美国出的一本的字典，去查一查什么是罪。原来他解释罪呢，是一个令人遗憾的行为。
According to an American dictionary defines sin as a regrettable action.
究竟罪是不是真的令人遗憾的呢？
Well, is it always true that sin is regrettable?
我们最近呢，有一个的科罗拉多呢，有一个在戏院里面进行这个屠杀的这个人。
Look at the recent theater massacre in Colorado.
这个枪手呢，是这个读紧博士的一个学生。
The gunman is a PhD candidate.
自幼呢，细个的时候呢，已经翻教堂。
He is a churchgoer since childhood.
在个戏院里面，他杀了12个无辜的人，伤了很多人。
And he killed 12 innocent people and wounded many.
那他有没有表现出这种遗憾，令他很遗憾的这个的感受呢？
Does he show any regrets of what he did?
可能没有。
Probably not.
咁如果根據呢個聖經啊，根據呢個字典嘅解釋嘅時候，佢冇遺憾嘅時候，咁佢即係冇罪啦。
So according to the dictionary definition, he has no sin in the massacre.
好多時候犯罪嘅人，佢唔覺得自己有乜嘢遺憾。
Sin is not necessarily regrettable for sinners.
咁我哋在座好多中國人啦，咁啊問下你啦，中文嘅罪又點解咧？
How about the definition of sin in Chinese dictionary?
原本個罪字咧就咁寫嘅。
The original Chinese sin was written as this.
就一個字下面加個身。
Literally is self and then is painful.
Painful. 咁啊呢度其實咧就講到咧個字咧好似個鼻字咁啊，就講到個人咧嗰、那個當佢犯罪嘅時候嗰種。嗰種辛苦，嗰種嘅發愁嘅樣。
It describes the facial expression of a sinner is painfully anxious.
你唔知點啊？你示範一次睇下。Something like that.
Look like this.
原來罪真係可以令到一個罪人佢感受到一種好辛苦嘅感受。
So sin should make a sinner painfully distressed.
咁但係咪？時常都係咁嘅。
But it is not always true.
你發覺好多時候罪人佢其實好中意啲罪。
Sometimes or most of the time, sinners are happy with their sins.
咁後來咧，到咗秦始皇啊，秦始皇望住呢個罪字，佢唔開心。
Later on, King Qin did not like how the word was written.
你唔識中文冇得講啊！你識中文嘅時候，即係望下乜罪字，好似個王字咁嘅咧。
Because the word this word looks like the word of a king in Chinese.
又將個罪字咧改句，變咗咁。
So he changed the character.
變咗個原本嗰個罪字啊，將個字字咧反轉佢，擰擰佢啊，變咗個四字喺上邊。
So he like changed the character a little bit.
下邊咧用個非字。嗱個非字咧，你如果要解釋一個詞，再解釋俾你聽，點解為個非字？但無論原來佢將原本個罪字咧係寫成四字加個非。
So it looks like another character.
咁所以咧，好啲人咧就去睇啦啊，原來個罪字咧可以解釋成為咧四個係唔係四個咧係唔好嘅行為。
And with this new character, the Chinese character, as a result, people like to define sin.From how the word is written.
4
forbidden acts.
呢四個唔好嘅行為，就當然咧，我哋就會聯想到咧，孔夫子嘅教導啦。
The four forbidden acts comes from the teachings of Confucius.
孔夫子又話咧，非禮勿視，非禮勿聽，非禮勿言，非禮勿動。
If it is against social behaviour, which means the etiquette, don't see, don't hear, don't speak, and don't do.
在我们中国人的思想里面，原来一个行为是违反了社会的礼仪的时候，就是一个罪。
So in a Chinese thinking, any act which is against the social behavior is a sin.
问题当然就是这个社会礼仪或者社会的行为是一个很含糊的一个的解释。
But the problem is social behavior is very vague.
如果我们回到孔夫子的时候，你同一個女士握手嘅時候咧，那個女士會點啊？
非禮啊！If you go back to Confucius time, if you shake hand with a lady, she will scream. As touching a lady at that time is considered a sinful act.
我唔知道你點去解釋乜嘢係罪。
I don't know how do you define sin.
我唔知道你點樣去處理罪。
I don't know what is your attitude towards sin.
我又唔知道你想唔想聽有關罪呢啲咁嘅題目。
I don't know whether you like to hear the topic of sin or not.
我又唔知道罪會唔會將你嘅生命搞到好苦。
I don't know if sin has made your life miserable.
但我知道每一個人，包括你同我，都要處理我哋嘅罪。
But I do know.Everyone, you and me, has to deal with sin.
罪又好真實。
Sin is real.
罪又好一個壞嘅事情。
Sin is a very bad thing.
罪係會傷害人。
Sin hurts people.
罪人会破坏我们的生命。
Sin will damage our lives.
今天我们去读诗篇第51篇。
Today we will focus on Psalm 51.
这个诗篇会教导我们一个正确的态度去处理我们的罪。
This psalm will teach you the right attitude to deal with sin.
当你认识到怎样去处理自己的罪的时候，你的生命会好有完全很大的改变。
When you learn how to deal with sin, your life will be totally different from today.
这个诗篇有一个标题。
The psalm begins with this title.
个标题是讲到大卫和拔士巴同室以后，先知拿单来见他，他就作这一首诗交予灵长。
For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
我们中文译同室啊，同室即系通奸咁解啊。
Committed adultery, yeah.
或者如果你唔知道大卫系边一个嘅时候，大卫系喺3000年前做以色列嘅皇帝。
In case you don't know who David is the king of Israel about 3000 years ago.
又或者你唔知别士巴系边一个人嘅时候，别士巴系一个已经结咗婚嘅女士。
And Bathsheba is a married woman.
所以呢一首诗系讲到呢一个罪系通奸嘅罪。
So this psalm talks about the sin of adultery.
通奸在古时的时候是一个很严重的罪，违反了当时的社会的行为。
Adultery in ancient time was a serious sin, violating the social behavior.
作者大卫，他本来应该好为了他自己做这些事的时候，应该很羞耻。
David should be ashamed of what he did.
但为什么他能够公开这个错误给世人去读或者去听？
But why did he unfold his wrongdoing?
他写这个诗篇不单只是就这样写下，而是交给这个灵长，即是诗班长，去以致到这一首诗可以被人唱，被人去读，从他的年代一直传到今日。
He not only wrote down the lyrics of this song, but he also gave it to the music director.And allowing people to sing and read it out loud from one generation to another.
你想想，大卫真是一个与众不同的一个人。
David is really one of a kind.
究竟为什么他要写这个诗篇呢？
So why David wrote this psalm?
在第13节给我们有一个解释。
In verse 13 says,
大卫写，他说，我就把你，这个你是神，我就把神的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
Verse 13 gives us the reason why David wrote Psalm 51. And I will teach transgressors your way, God's way, and sinners will turn back to you.
大卫知道唔单止佢自己一个系罪人，所有嘅人都系一个罪人。
David knew that not only he was a sinner, all of us are.
所以你唔好笑大卫，因为佢知道你都系一个罪人。
So we don't laugh at David because we also are sinners.
大卫同我哋每一个人都一样，我哋坐紧一条船。
David and we are on the same boat.
大卫从佢经历里面，佢要想教导一啲我所有嘅人，呢一啲人佢有个渴望去修补或者修复所罪所引嚟喺生命上嘅破坏。
From his experience, David want to teach anyone.Who has a desire to restore from the damage of sin?
在我们未继续的时候，我又想问大家，圣经里面怎么解释罪是什么？
Before we continue, let me ask you, what is the biblical definition of sin?
罪开始的时候是记载在创世纪第四章。
The word sin first appears in Genesis chapter 4.
神，我哋当然知道啦。神做咗亚当夏娃。
Of course, we know God created Adam and Eve.
呢对夫妇咧生咗两个仔，叫做该隐同亚伯。
And this first couple gave birth to two sons, Cain and Abel.
该隐咧就系一个好正直嘅人。该隐 那個人呢就是一個不正直的人。
King was not a righteous man.
以致到神不喜歡他。
So God was not pleased with him.
那他的弟弟呢就是阿伯啦，阿伯呢就是阿伯，我哋中文好似啊嗰啲老人家阿伯，阿伯咧系啱啱相反，系一个好正直嘅人，神好喜欢佢。
And his brother opposite to Cain, his brother Abel was a righteous man, and God was pleased with him.
嗰个人咧知道咗神中意喜欢阿伯嘅时候，佢好嬲。
So God was angry when he found out that God was pleased with Abel.Cain was angry when he found out that God was pleased with Abel.
那個人就將他的怒氣發洩在他的弟弟身上，準備去殺他。
So Cain shifted his anger toward his brother, planning to kill him.
於是乎神就來到那個人那裡，要告訴他知，要教訓他什麼叫做罪。
Then God came to Cain and gave him a teaching on sin.
啊、我成日喺度谂啊，神都真系几犀利啊！因为佢要解释俾肉，俾个人听乜嘢系罪。
I'm always amazed how God could explain to Cain what sin is。
神可以话俾个人听罪咧，系一个正话我哋睇嘅字典里面讲到系一个令人咧有悔有呢个后悔或者系好悔懊悔嘅一个嘅行为。
God could not say.To Cain, sin is a regrettable action.
因為個人對於佢要做嘅事情，佢唔會有咩難過。
Because Cain would not feel any regret for what he would do.
神亦都唔可以對個人話罪係違反咗呢個社會嘅行為，因為當時淨係得一個家庭，就係亞當嘅家庭。
God could not say sin is an action against the social behavior.Because there was only one Adam's family on earth.
但神就够聪明啊。
Well, God is always wise.
在当时在亚当在这个该隐的时代，他们住在一个大草原 的世界里面。
At that time, at the time of Cain, they lived in the open field.
啊，咁啊就唔系喺城市啊，冇咩城墙嚟到保护你。
It's not in a city with protective walls.
啲動物咧喺你好似動物園咁啊，喺你周圍行嚟行去。
So all kinds of animals were around.
嗰啲令人好驚嘅動物咧，佢哋叫做猛獸。
Those fearful animals were called beasts.
啊！啲猛獸咧就周圍行啊，睇咩可以揾食。
The beasts are roaming for victims.
個人當然好驚呢啲猛獸。
Cain, of course, he feared the beasts.
神就用猛兽作为佢示范嘅教材，去话俾嗰个人听乜嘢系罪。
So God used a beast as an object lesson to define what sin is.
神对嗰个人咁样话。
God said to Cain,
你做乜嘢发嬲？你点解变成块面都变咗色？如果你做得好嘅时候，你岂不蒙悦纳咩？如果你行得不好的时候，罪就伏在门前，他会恋慕你，你要制服他。
God said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it.
那里伏在那里的时候，其实是讲到一隻獸伏喺度。
Talk about the sin, the beast is like crouching at the door。
呢度講神對個人話：你行得好，係根唔係根據社會嘅行為行得好。
Doing what is right is not according to the social behavior。
你做得好係根據神嘅標準，係根據神，唯一嘅根據係神佢自己。
Doing what is right is according to God, God alone, God's moral standard only.
罪就好似一隻獸踎喺門口嗰度咁樣，喺度等候時機嚟到吞噬呢一個罪人，將要犯罪嘅人。
Sin is described as a beast crouching at the door, silently waiting for opportunity to devour.
你可以叫佢做罪獸啊！呢只罪獸 好鍾意去破壞人，完全破壞你。
The beast of sin loves to destroy you entirely.
但係你讀神嘅話語嘅時候，神又講到呢只罪獸其實係可以制服嘅喎。
But when you read the Bible, actually this beast of sin can be mastered.
咁去制服呢一隻獸，呢一隻罪獸嘅時候容唔容易呢？
But is it easy to master the beast of sin?
當然好困難啊。
Of course, it's very difficult.
但係你又諗到你去神話你去制服呢一個獸嘅時候，其實你又可以做得到。
But actually, when God talks about you can master the beast of sin, actually you can really do it.
個問題就係你想唔想去制服佢。
It is a matter of choice.
個人去選擇唔去制服呢一個罪獸。
King chose not to master the beast of sin.
所以佢將亞伯殺咗。
So he killed Abel.
神去解釋罪，原來就係一隻好似猛獸咁，可以將人嘅生命嚟到毀壞。
God defines sin as a beast waiting to destroy a person's life.
大衛佢犯呢一個奸淫罪，正好就俾我哋睇到罪點樣去毀壞佢嘅生。
The whole story of David's adultery, we can see how sin destroyed his life.
呢一個大衛犯呢一個罪嘅時候，你可以喺撒母耳下第十一章揾得到。
This story can be found in 2 Samuel chapter 11.
我哋上次睇去讀呢一個撒母耳記第十一章嘅時候，去睇呢一個獸，呢個罪獸點樣去將大衛嘅生命嚟到毀壞。
So we are going to read the story to see how the beast destroyed David's life.
大衛喺四十歲嘅時候，佢已經係做咗以色列王大約十年。
At age 40, David had already been enthroned as the king of Israel for almost 10 years.
咁而家春天就嚟到啦。
Now it was springtime.
咁春天咧，大卫咧就应该咧走出去咧，因为天气好咧，应该出去打仗嚟到降服附近嗰啲嘅强敌。
Well, David should go to wars in a good weather, subduing enemies of neighboring states.
咁但系佢咧就選擇一個愉快嘅假期。
But he took a pleasurable vacation.
但係大衛咧，佢就派出佢自己嘅軍隊出去打仗。
But David sent out his whole army to war.
唔單止係咁喎，佢仲咧派出咧呢個約櫃咧出去打仗。
Interestingly, God also sent out the Ark of Covenant to the battlefield.
約櫃又代表咗神嘅存在。
The Ark of Covenant signified the presence of God.
所以你可以講大衛係讓神咧去到前線嗰度去打仗，自己咧就喺屋企嘆世界。
So you can say God let David let God to fight the battle in the front line while he himself relaxed at home。
啊，你又諗下大衛點可以咁樣對神咧
？How could David do such a thing to God？
聖經裏面繼續講有一日咧，大衛放假嘅時候咧，佢咧就係好日落嘅時候咧，佢就。
One day, David got up from his bed when the sunset already began.
咁佢咧聽到前線咧已經係打咗幾場嘅勝仗。
He heard the news that his army has won several major battles.
啊，咁佢又好高興啦，於是乎咧就上到去聖佢自己嘅宮殿嘅頂就去唞唞啦。
So he was happy and he walked.Up to the rooftop of his palace.
喺呢個高嘅位置裏面，佢睇得好遠。
At this high position, he could see far.
佢睇到天個天都好靚，彩色繽紛，又睇到百鳥歸巢啦，晚黃昏啦，啊咁咧又百花齊放啊。
He was attracted by the beautiful sky painted with colors, the chirping birds flying to the trees, and the blossoming flowers decorating the green meadows.
然後佢又望到。一個更加吸引佢嘅一個物體，呢個物體係一個女士。
Then he saw another beautiful object, a woman in a distance.
啊，呢個女士咧喺一間好細嘅屋裏面係沖緊涼。
She was taking a shower in a small house.
喺咁遠，佢睇唔清楚呢個女士嘅樣， 但係佢個體態吸引住佢。
He could not see her face clearly, but her figure greatly pleased him.
佢唔知道呢個女士係邊一個。
He did not know who that woman was.
啊，我一晚咧呢、這個大衛咧就瞓得唔好啦，就有好強烈對呢個女士嘅感覺。
That night, David had a strong feeling for this unknown woman.
咁但係當時咧，大衛已經有起碼六個太太同埋唔知幾多個嘅妃嫔。
Actually at that time, David had already got at least six wives and many concubines.
佢仍然想見一見呢個女士。
But he still decided to meet this woman.
但係佢諗，如果呢個女士結咗婚咁點咧？
But what if the woman is married?
所以佢第日一早嘅時候，佢就差派仆人去揾一揾究竟呢個女士係邊一個。
So next day in the morning, David ordered his messenger to find out who that woman was.
呢個仆人翻嚟回報話呢間屋咧係屬於烏利亞，烏利亞係係一個宮廷嘅侍衛，咁係已經去咗打緊仗。而呢個女士就係佢嘅太太，而呢個女士咧叫做拔士巴，佢個父親咧叫做以連，以連咧亦都係喺以前咧喺宮廷做侍衛。
Later, the messenger reported, "Oh, that house belongs to Uriah, your bodyguard, who is now in the battlefield. The woman is his wife, Bathsheba, and her father is Eliam, also your bodyguard."
別士巴已經結咗婚係一個事實，但係呢個事實唔能夠制止大衛去想要到呢一個女士。
The fact that Bathsheba was married could not stop David from wanting her。
哇！嗰只咁嘅罪獸咧，就係喺大衛嘅面前出現，伏喺呢一個門口。
The beast of sin appeared in front of David, crouching at the door。
大衛冇去制服呢一個罪獸。
David did nothing to master the beast.
佢更加嘅去派侍卫去叫呢一个别士巴嚟王宫。
David sends messenger to get Bathsheba to the palace.
当别士巴嚟到嘅时候，大卫就同佢同室。
When Bathsheba came to him, David slept with her.
大卫唔单止违反咗当时嘅社会行为，更加违反咗神俾佢哋嘅十诫。
David violated not only the social behavior, but also the ten commandments of God.
如果你唔知道十诫系乜嘢嘅时候
，In case you don't know what the ten commandments are，
十诫系神颁布嘅道德标准嘅一个嘅法例，俾呢一班以色列人去遵守。
They are the moral laws.God gave to the Israelites to keep.
呢個十戒係喺大衛之前，大約五百年前已經俾咗佢哋嘅。
They were given by God about 500 years before David.
啊，當然你讀到出埃及記第二十章嘅時候，你會揾到呢一個十戒。
You can find the Ten Commandments in the Book of Exodus, Chapter 20, Verse 1 to 17.
前嗰三戒係講到人同神之間嗰個關係。
The first three commandments are about our relationship with God.
第四戒是讲到安息日。
The fourth commandment is about Sabbath.
第五戒讲到孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment is honor your parents.
跟住以后我六到十呢，我五戒呢是讲到我哋同人之间嘅关系。
And the last five commandments are about our relationship with others.
大卫同拔士巴佢同室之後，佢就違反咗第七戒，不可奸淫。
For David's adultery, he broke the seventh commandment that says, "You shall not commit adultery."
同時，佢又違反咗神俾佢嘅十戒裡面嘅第十戒，不可貪戀人嘅妻子。
He also broke the tenth commandment that says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife."
咁佢同拔士巴同室之後幾個禮拜。拔士巴就話俾大衛聽，佢懷咗人。
A few weeks later, Bathsheba told David that she was pregnant.
當然呢一個 BB 仔懷孕嘅 BB 仔係大衛嘅，因為拔士巴個丈夫仲喺前線裏面打緊仗。
No doubt the baby was David's because Bathsheba's husband was away from home for a long time.
大衛唔單止冇去 降服或者制服这个的罪兽，他更加让这个罪兽进一步来伤害自己。
David not only did not master the beast of sin, he also allowed the beast of sin, the beast to destroy him further.
为了掩饰别士巴这个的怀孕，他就立刻呢就发命令呢叫这个的他的丈夫乌利亚回家，然后假装说他需要听前线那个战争那个消息。
So in order to cover up the pregnancy, David immediately sent an order to the chief commander to release Uriah home, pretending that he wanted to hear the latest war news.
啊，咁又违反咗第九条嘅诫命啦，就系话都不可作假见证，唔可以讲大话。
So David broke the ninth commandment that says, "You shall not lie."
当大卫见到乌利亚嚟嘅时候，佢就叫佢翻屋企啦。咁更加咧就要将一啲好食嘅食物咧嘅晚餐咧送佢到佢屋企。
When David saw Uriah, he told him, "Oh, go home," and even sent gourmet food to his house.
啊，佢心谂啊，如果乌利亚同别士巴同室嘅时候，咁呢一个嘅怀孕，因为通奸怀孕嘅，就可以隐瞒到出嚟啦。
If Uriah slept with Bathsheba, her pregnancy from adultery could be covered up.
咁但系佢谂唔到乌利亚，佢情愿同嗰啲嘅宫廷侍卫一齐喺宫廷门口瞓觉。
But unexpectedly, Uriah slept at the palace entrance with the bodyguards.
咁大卫就第二日就问佢：点解你唔翻屋企瞓觉啊
？So next day, David asked him, "Why you didn't go home?"
乌利亚嘅答复真系令到大卫有一啲羞耻。
Uriah's answer should make David shameful.
佢嘅答复话：我个约柜同埋以色列兵一大队嘅兵喺前线里面打紧仗，我点可以翻屋企饮饮食食，同我太太嚟到同室呢？
Uriah said, "The Ark of Covenant and our soldiers are still staying in the war zone. How can I go home to eat and drink and sleep with my wife?"
乌利亚其实讲到神在外面打紧仗嘅时候，我点可以喺屋企享福
？Uriah actually saying, "God is at the war zone. How can I go home and enjoy and relax?"
神这个大卫佢觉得，诶呢次失败，再嚟多次，于是会再请呢个乌利亚去屋企咧，就系食一餐晚饭，然后灌醉佢，希望咧佢醉意嘅时候咧翻屋企。
Since the first step didn't work out, David then invited Uriah for a dinner and made him drunk, hoping this time he would go home.
但系呢个忠心嘅乌利亚，佢嗰一晚仍然都冇翻到屋企，仍然都系同嗰个宫廷侍卫一齐瞓。
But this faithful Uriah still didn't go home, and he slept among the bodyguards.
大卫就开始真系嬲。
So David was angry.
呢只只罪兽控制咗大卫，而唔能够大卫反而唔能够控制呢一个嘅兽。
The beast of sin was now really out of control. The beast of sin is now controlling David completely.
所以第二日，大卫就将乌利亚派翻出去战场。
So next day, David sent Uriah back to the battlefield.
然后他暗中写一封信给那个的大将军，叫大将军呢在这个将这个乌利亚派到去最危险那个战场的上面。
So in a secret letter, he ordered the chief commander to send Uriah to the front line where the fighting was, where the war is the most fiercest.
然后大卫呢就再吩咐那个大将军，当敌人冲来的时候，就静静鸡将所有的兵撤退。
David also ordered the chief commander to withdraw all the soldiers secretly when the enemies were attacking.
终于敌人就杀死乌利亚，乌利亚是唯一在战场上面唯一的兵。
The enemies finally killed Uriah, the only soldier in a dangerous war zone.
这个消息来到大卫的时候，大卫觉得是一个好消息。
Well, that was the good news to David.
但大卫其实又违反了 神俾佢嘅第六戒，不可殺人。
But David broke the sixth commandment that says, "You shall not murder."
喺烏利亞死咗七日之後，別士巴為佢哀哭咗七日之後，大衛就立即娶佢為妻。
After Bathsheba mourned for Uriah's death for 7 days, David immediately brought her to the palace and married her.
大衛亦都再違反咗神俾佢嘅第八條戒命，就係話不可偷盜。
David broke the eighth commandment of God that says, "You shall not steal."
大衛犯曬由六到第十條嘅戒命。
David broke all the last five commandments of God.
但到咗呢一個時刻，大衛仍然冇一個心去制服呢一個罪獸。
Up to the moment, David still did not have any intention to master the beast of sin.
神就介入，佢差派先知拿單嚟到見大衛。
God intervened and sent the prophet Nathan to rebuke David.
神呢一個介入，唔單止係去鬧大衛，而係話其實就係想幫佢。幫佢點樣制服呢一個嘅罪獸。
The purpose of God's intervention was not only to rebuke David, but actually he also wants to help David to win over the beast of sin.
喺詩篇五十一篇裏面，其實你可以揾到大衛寫出嚟嘅時候，雖然好似一篇詩咁，但你可以揾到其實有三個嘅方法點樣去制服呢一個罪獸。
In Psalm 51, you may discover that there are three tactics to master the beast of sin.
第一個是認識你的罪。
The first tactic is to know your sin.
認識你自己的罪。
To know your own sin.
去制服這個罪獸是要講到我們去認識我們的罪。
To master the beast of sin is to know your own sin.
你讀到第三節的時候，大衛佢咁話：因為我知道我嘅罪過，我嘅過犯，我嘅罪常喺我前邊。
David says in verse 3, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me."
我嘅罪喺時常喺我前邊，係講到人知道呢一個罪獸，其實距離你唔係好遠，喺你前邊，佢行緊埋嚟。
My sin is always before me means you recognize the beast of sin actually is not far away from you. You can see it's coming.
大衛話到，我知道我嘅過犯。呢個知道自己嘅過犯係講到你知道呢個過犯，呢一個罪其實係好邪惡嘅。
I know my transgressions means you realize the evilness of your sin.
罪係邪惡，因為佢能夠破壞你同其他人嘅關係。
Sin is evil and it can damage your relationship with others.
罪係邪惡，因為佢違背咗神嗰個道德標準。
Sin is evil and it violates the moral standard of God.
罪係邪惡，因為佢破壞咗你嘅生命，破壞咗你嘅人格。
Sin is evil and it destroys your life and character.
但好多時候我哋低估咗呢一個罪獸嘅能力。
Sometimes we underestimate the beast of sin.
好多時候我哋諗，我哋有能力去將呢一個罪獸玩弄於掌上，我哋有能力去應付佢，我哋會話綽綽有餘。
We think that we have the ability to handle the beast of sin easily.
你對於一啲不道、呢啲唔適合嘅行為，包括性行為。我哋好多時候，我哋話冇問題啊，我應付到噶。
Inappropriate behaviour, including sexual behaviour, no problem, I can handle it.
或者我哋話，個作弊冇問題啊，我可以應付到噶。
Cheating, I can handle it.
講大話，我更加可以應付到啦。
Lying, of course, I can handle it.
或者偷取一啲物件、一啲嘅事情嘅時候，我可以應付到。
Stealing, I can handle it.
發怒更加應付到啦。
Anger, of course, I can handle it.
講閒話我可以應付到。
Gossiping, I can handle it.
或者貪念出現嘅時候，我可以應付到。
Greed, I can handle it.
或者我對人好傲慢嘅時候，我可以應付到。
Arrogance, I can handle it.
我哋就好似將呢一個罪獸睇成係一隻 好得意嘅一隻嘅寵物。
We like to treat the beast of sin as if it is a cute pet.
但係結果那個後果其實係難以想像。
The consequence actually is devastating.
大衛話：我哋知道我哋嘅罪係一件事。
Knowing David says, knowing your beast of the sin is one thing.
但你有冇個心，有冇咁嘅渴望去降服佢係另外一件事。
But having the desire to master it is another thing.
我唔知道你有冇呢一個嘅渴望去制服嗰個罪獸。
Do you have the desire to master the beast of sin?
或者你好想去制服呢個罪獸嘅時候，咁你應該點做咧？
If yes, how can you master the beast of sin?
當然大衛在這一節裏面他自己都不知道怎麼對付這個罪獸。
When David write this verse, he did not know how to master the beast yet.
原來在這個罪獸未捉到你的時候，這個是一個好的機會給你去降服他，制服他。怎麼做呢？就是要拒絕他。
Before the beast of sin jumps on you, you can master it by resisting it.
聖經裡面教導我們要抗拒這個罪。
The Bible tells us we need to resist sin.
因為你知道只要這個罪獸一捉住你的時候，根本你沒什麼能力可以再拒絕它。
We should know that once the beast of sin gets you, it is almost impossible for you to resist it.
所以當大衛他看到這個通奸的罪在門口等著他的時候，大衛應該這樣說：我不需要這樣做。
When the sin of adultery was crouching at the door, David should resist it, saying, I don't need to do this.
當該人他看到那個罪，他想殺細佬，那個罪在門口等著他的時候，他要抗拒他，然後這樣說：我不需要這樣做。
When the sin of killing was crouching at the door, Cain should resist it by saying,I don't need to do this.
所以當我們看到那個罪獸出現在門口等著你的時候，你要抗拒它，說我不需要這樣做。
So whenever the beast of sin appears crouching at the door, you must resist it by saying, I don't need to do this.
詩篇51篇亦都俾我們看到第二個方法去降服這個罪獸，是要承認自己的罪。
Psalm 51 also shows us the second tactic in mastering the beast of sin is to confess your sin.
承認我們的罪，即是我們去求神，去找神，去饒恕我們的罪。
Confess your sin means you are asking God for forgiveness.
因為你知道在我一刻你選擇不去抗拒這個罪獸的時候，這隻獸就會捉住你，以致到損害你，傷害你，傷害其他人。
At the moment you choose not to resist the beast of sin, the beast of sin catches you, damaging you and others.
呢一隻獸捉到你嘅時候，就係唔能夠你再已經失咗控制。
When the beast of sin catches you, it is then out of control.
你再冇能力去嚟到制服呢一隻唔受控制嘅獸。
You don't have the ability to master an uncontrollable beast of sin.
我哋冇能力，但系神有能力。
We don't have the ability, but God has the ability.
神系唯一个能够帮助罪人去停止呢一个罪。
God is the only one who can help sinners to stop the sin.
承认我哋嘅罪，亦都讲到我哋承认呢个罪系属于我哋自己。
Confessing your sin also means you are recognizing that the sin is yours.
当大卫他去向神认罪的时候，他这样说。
When David confessed his sin to God, he said,
他说这个是我的过犯，是我的罪业，是我的罪。
He said, my transgressions, my iniquity, my sin.
我们人呢，当很多人去向神来到承认自己的罪的时候，他们不喜欢去承认自己的罪。为什么他们不喜欢？因为他们不想负上这个责任。
People don't like to confess to sin to God because they don't want to take responsibility.
他们很多时候他们犯罪，他们情愿去选择将这个责任推给其他人。
Rather, they prefer to shift the responsibility of their sins from themselves to others.
或者你會埋怨某個環境令到你犯罪。
You may blame the circumstances in which you were placed.
或者你會唔承認你呢一個犯罪係你嘅責任，你只係覺得自己係一個受罪，一個嘅其中一個嘅受害人。
You may deny your responsibility by considering yourself as a victim.
或者你更加埋怨神，點解你擺我喺咁嘅環境之下？
You may even accuse God for putting you in such a temptation.
但係大衛佢知道呢一個罪完全係佢嘅過失，完全係佢自己一個人搞出嚟。
But David felt that the sin of his crimes was all his.And only his.
他一生的罪令到他觉得很烦，我觉得很烦，觉得影响到他的生命很烦，以致到他在第五节的时候，他觉得这个罪其实在他出世的时候已经烦了他了，已经烦了他。
His sins appeared so aggravated that he could only express his feeling by saying that he was born in sin.
在第五节他说，我是在罪孽里面生出来的，在我母亲怀胎的时候我就有了这个罪。
In verse 5 he says, Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
在罪孽里面生的意思是讲到人有一个罪恶的本性。
Born in sin means you have a sinful nature.
就算你在某一个很特别的环境之下犯了一次的罪，其实是反映着你有这个罪性在里面。
When you sin even only in one incident, it is a reflection of your sinful nature.
当我们去向神来到认罪的时候，我们不是认，只是在某一次我犯了这个过失。
So when we confess our sin to God, we don't confess a single act of wrongdoing.
而我们去承认我们有这个罪性。
Rather, we confess that we have a sinful nature.
举例，例如在某一日、某一个环境之下，我们讲了一次的大话，你要向神承认的时候，不单只是承认这一次的过犯，而是说你本来是有一个讲大话的性情。
For example, when you confess that you lied in a particular situation, actually, you should confess that you have a lying nature.
或者有一晚你睡不着觉，你走去开了个电脑去看一些成人的网站，你去向神来到承认的时候，其实你再更加的要承认你本来有一个不道德的本性。
When you confess that you watched adult websites in one sleepless night, actually you ought to confess that you have an immoral nature.
或者你向神承认你曾经对某一个朋友是不公义地对他的时候，其实你应该更加要向神承认你本来就有一个不公义的性情在里面。
When you confess that you treated one friend unjustly, actually you have to confess that you have an unjust nature.
向神承认我们这个过犯是唯一的方法可以制止这个罪受更加的破坏。
Confessing your sin to God is the only way to stop the sin.
诗篇第51篇，大卫更加俾我哋睇到第三个方法嚟到降服呢一个嘅罪受，就系讲到我哋要洗净自己嘅罪。
Psalm 51 also gives us the third tactic to master the beast of sin is to cleanse your sin.
大卫他本来只是贪图一个结了婚的女士，但是这个罪引来很多的问题，包括了他通奸、讲大话、杀人，甚至去强抢。
David's coveting of his neighbor's wife elicit adultery, lying, killing and stealing.
所以当大卫去为他的罪来到要后悔改的时候，他真的很愿意很想所有的罪一次过来到处理好， 以致到佢能够重新做人，系再过一个新嘅生命。
So when David repented for his wrongdoing, he decided that all his sins to be taken care of, not partially, but once and for all, so that he can really, really move on as a new man.
大卫向神嚟到承认自己嘅罪，神饶恕佢。
David confessed his sins to God, and God forgave him.
诗篇51篇系咁写，大卫去承认自己嘅罪，神饶恕佢。
Psalm 51 says this: David confessed his sins to God, and God forgave him.
咁大卫又点咁肯定呢
？Why is David so sure？
第一节好清楚话俾我哋知，大卫好清楚神系边一个。
It's because in verse 1, God, David knows very clearly who God is.
佢好清楚神系有慈爱、有怜悯、有慈悲。
David knows that God has mercy, unfailing love.And have great compassion on sinners.
神呢一啲嘅性情系不变嘅。
These characters of God never change.
你睇到圣经就系咁样讲，圣经话罪人去认罪，同埋上帝嘅宽恕，呢两者系紧密，唔可以分得开嘅。
The Bible says confession of sinner and forgiveness of God are always inseparably connected.
呢一个系神嘅应许。
This is the promise from God.
这个是整本圣经那个的主题。
This is the whole theme of, in the Bible.
罪人认罪，上帝宽恕。
Confession of sinner and forgiveness of God.
大卫在诗篇51篇的时候，用了很多的比喻来到去描述神怎么可以饶恕罪人的罪。
Psalm 51, David used several metaphors to describe how God can forgives the sins of a sinner.
例如我哋读到第一、第二、第七节嘅时候，大卫佢咁样写。
When we verse 1, 2, and 7, David says this.
佢话神将我嘅罪孽洗涤清净，洗除清净除，然后咧就洁除我嘅罪，用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
He says, God blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
其实你喺呢度，你睇到大卫讲紧神原来系饶恕我哋嘅罪嘅时候，佢做紧两件事情。
Actually, you can see there are two processes for God to forgive us.
第一个程序，神咧系将我哋嘅罪、我哋嘅罪行、我哋犯咗嘅一件一件嘅罪，你数得出嚟嘅罪，佢将佢全部抹干净佢。
First process, God blots out your transgressions and washes out all your iniquity.
就好似喺个黑板里面，你写低晒你嘅罪，神就用个粉刷擦咗佢，好似你从来冇犯过呢一啲罪咁嘅样。
It's like on a blackboard, you write down all the sins, and now God brushed them all away.
系你喺边一日犯咗咩罪？咩罪？咩罪？神就擦晒佢。
What day you sin this way, and God blocks all them out?
但系神知道咁系唔足够。
But God know that is not enough.
他要肯定我们能够有这样的能力去降服这个罪兽的时候，神要用第二个方法，第二个方法就是洗净我们的本性。
To ensure you can master the beast of sin, God will take the second process by cleansing your nature.
大卫说洁净我，洁净我这个人，不是我的罪，是我这个人。
David said, cleanse me, not my sins, not cleanse my sin, but cleanse me.
大卫用的比喻是要洁净，要洗涤罪人，是从里面一直洗洗洗这个人。
This is the imagery of cleansing and washing the sinner from inside out.
原来人那个罪性是需要，那个罪恶的本性是需要去被神去洗，以致到他成为一个有干净。
Your sinful nature needs to be purged into a pure nature.
啊，我哋罪恶嘅心啊，我哋罪恶嘅心系需要神去洗，洗到以致到我哋有一个洁净嘅心。
Your evil heart needs to be implanted with a pure one.
啊，我哋呢一个灵，呢一个灵摇摆不定嘅，啊，需要神去洗，以致到或者去加强佢嘅力量，以致到我哋成为好坚定嘅一个灵。
Your wavering spirit needs to be strengthened.
就好似大卫所写，神去洗，去洗呢一个人嘅时候，喺第十节对话讲到，求啊神啊，求你洗我，使到我能够，求你为我洗净我嘅心，洁净我嘅心，使到我里面重新有正直嘅灵。
The cleansing of sinner is like what is said in verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
当你有一个新嘅性情嘅时候，新一本性嘅时候，神嗰一个嘅宽恕就完成咗啦。
When you have a new nature, God's forgiveness is completed.
啊，我哋有呢个新嘅性情嘅时候，我哋就有能力去制服、去抗拒呢一个罪兽。当下一次佢再出现喺你嘅门口嘅时候
，With the new nature, you are now able to resist the beast of sin next time when you see it crouching stealthily at the door.
咁当然有一件事我哋要知道，就系当我哋嘅罪，我哋去承认咗神就宽恕咗嘅时候，我哋亦都有一个新嘅性情嘅时候，我哋仍然去要承担因为罪带嚟嘅后果。
One more thing you need to know.After sins are confessed and forgiven, you still need to bear the consequences of your sins.
但神已经去预备咗俾我哋有足够嘅恩典，以致到我哋可以同因为罪所引起呢个破坏，我哋可以能够修复到。
But God is ready to give you enough grace for you to restore from the damage of your sin.
有一个新嘅性情，你可以已经预备好你去。去到同其他人嗰个关系嚟到修补。
With a new nature, you are ready to ask the forgiveness of others.
你有个新嘅性情嘅时候，唔单止你同人可以修补，更加你同神嘅关系可以修补。
And you are also ready to restore the relationship with God.
你继续读诗篇第五十一篇嘅时候，大卫用一个新嘅性情嘅时候，佢甚至可以欢喜快乐咁去重新。继续上路。
When you continue to read Psalm 51, you can see that David is now ready to move on as a new man with this new nature.
最后呢一只罪兽，佢再唔能够威胁你。
Eventually, this beast of sin is no longer able to threaten you.
各位朋友，今日你睇到大卫嘅嗰个犯罪嘅过程。
My friends, you know, you now read about the sinful act of David.
在利未记，圣经的利未记里面，神时常这样讲，神说，你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In the book of Leviticus, God repeated four times to his people saying that, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
如果神不是想我们圣洁的时候，他不需要重复，再重复，又重复去提。我哋要圣洁。
If God does not desire and require us to be holy, He needs not to mention it so many times.
神知道罪可以破坏我哋嘅圣洁。
God knows that sin can destroy your holiness.
或者今日你因为曾经你试过你觉得好，你试过哎呀，我距离呢个圣洁实在系好远，你有啲失望，有啲唔。不想继续去做。
Maybe today you are disappointed and even frustrated when you feel you are far from holiness.
你说我不想去犯罪，我试过但我失败。
You try not to sin, but you tried, but you fail again.
你没能力去降服这个罪兽。
You have no power to master the beast of sin.
更加你没能力去成为圣洁。
You don't have the ability to become holy.
但你又好想去成为圣洁。
But you really want to become holy.
我哋从今日大卫写嘅诗篇五十一篇，我哋睇到大卫开始嘅时候嘅失败。
But from the reflection of David's failure,
慢慢睇到佢學到點樣去應付呢一個殺呢一個罪。
And we have learned how to deal with sin.
首先我哋要知道我哋嘅弱點係乜嘢。
First, know well what your weaknesses are.
我哋用盡方法去抗拒呢一個罪獸。
Take all measures to resist the beast of sin.
但係當罪獸如果真係捉到你嘅時候，我哋要盡快去將我哋嘅罪承認，以致到神可以幫我哋制止呢個罪嘅更加嘅破壞。
Second, confess your wrongdoing as early as possible so as to stop the damage of sin.
然後我哋就讓神嚟到將我哋從裏面以致到外面嚟到清潔。
Finally, let God cleanse you from inside out.
我哋唔好等呢個罪獸捉到你嘅時候，你再冇機會去抗拒佢。
Don't wait before the beast of sin gets you.
我哋唔好等呢個罪已經係失咗控制。
Don't wait before the damage of sin is out of control.
神俾每一個肯向佢承認嘅人一個新嘅生命。
God gives everyone a new nature for those who confess their sins.
神就你讀詩篇51篇嘅時候，你睇到講到聖靈。
Psalm 51 talks about the Holy Spirit.
神俾我哋聖靈住喺我哋嘅心裏面，幫我哋嚟到制服呢一個嘅罪獸。
God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us to master the beast of sin.
我哋一齊低頭禱告。
Let's pray together.
慈悲嘅天父，我哋感謝你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你知道我哋軟弱。
You know that we are weak.
知道我哋會犯罪。
You know that we will sin.
但你係一個信實嘅神。
But you are faithful, Lord.
只要我哋承認我哋嘅罪，你會饒恕。
When we confess our sin, you will forgive us.
我哋接受主耶穌基督嘅時候，我哋有聖靈住喺我哋心裏面。
When we accept Christ as our personal Savior,We have Holy Spirit in us.
以致到我哋有新嘅生命。
So that we have a new nature.
求你加我哋嘅力量，加我哋嘅信心。
May you strengthen us and strengthen our faith.
以致到我哋可以抗拒呢個罪。
So that we can resist sin.
天父，我哋感謝你。
Father, we thank you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.